Hamilton with Harry Neal, the Kings and Sabres. Kings lead it by a score of 1-0. And Harry, a very entertaining period of hockey. The Sabres have acquired a shot in this in-between period, so now they're out shooting the Kings 11-10. But a lot of good saves and a lot of quality scoring opportunities.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and a pretty good pace to this game. Not as physical as I thought it would be from the LAN. They got a big team, and they like to play a more robust game than they played in the first, and maybe we'll see that in the second.
Well, they scratched their fighter tonight, really, because he had nobody to dance with from the Sabres side. Off the faceoff, it goes into the Buffalo zone. MacArthur on the left wing board cycles it back to Ludman. Ludman under pressure gets it to MacArthur, tips it into the middle for Gostad. Back to MacArthur. 3-on-2 with Monador coming. In front of the net, bouncing, they score! Clark MacArthur put it in front of the net. It hits something in front and goes in. Gostad had his stick right there, but I believe it crossed the line before Gostad touched it.
Well, it was a pass intended for Greer or Gostad from MacArthur. He hangs on to the puck in this 3-on-2 rush, and he tries to throw it across to Greer, and it hit the L.A. King player O'Donnell's stick and then just rolled very slowly into the net. So MacArthur's going to get that goal. He had the right idea because Greer was pouring in on the right wing into the clear, but it never got to him, so Greer probably won't get an assist, but I think he assisted on it.
Well, we know Gostad will.
Because O'Donnell tried to stop it and knocked it in his own net.
Clark MacArthur is 13th. Gostad will get one assist. Tony Ludman, if I'm not mistaken, was the one to put it up, but we'll find out. Off the faceoff, the Sabres start cycling in. Harrell now for the Kings on the left wing side, kept in by Myers. Myers to Pominville. Pominville now tips it, taken by Brown. Brown for the Kings. Left wing pass intercepted by Myers. Myers leaves it. Brown takes it. Brown gets into the zone. Myers squeezes him to the wall. Now Talinder for Myers. Right wing to Pominville. Now to Talinder. Talinder moves in, takes the shot, and Quick is just going to hold on to it for the faceoff.
You're right. Gostad and Ludman get the assist on the goal by Clark MacArthur, his 13th of the season.
So Clark MacArthur starting to heat up after going into a bit of a slump. Face off to the right of Quick. Kopitar against Roy. Back to the left point for Butler. He takes the wrist shot. Knocked down in front. Taken by Doughty. Doughty into the middle for Kopitar. He steps around Stafford. Gets it out to center ice. Intercepted by Rave. Dumps it back into the zone. Doughty for the Kings. On the left wing side for Scuderi. Scuderi. Right wing side for Kopitar. Kopitar over the blue line. Moves in against Butler. They go to the corner. Kopitar behind the net. Tries to get it in front. Can't do it as Rave cut him off. Now cycles it into the corner for Simmons. Simmons there with Roy. They're still fighting for it. Goes to Richardson. Rave takes him on. Roy now tips it for Stafford. Stafford on the right wing side. Makes it to the red line. To the blue line. Tries to dump it in. Fanned down it a few times. And Richardson takes over. Richardson in the middle for Kopitar. 1-on-2. He kind of goes sideways at the blue line. Drops it for Doughty. Winds up with a shot. Way wide. Kept in by O'Donnell at the left point. It's a bouncing puck. Goes to the corner to Kopitar. Now Kennedy is there, along with Richardson. Richardson tries to get it out in front. Montador squeezes his man to the wall. They're still fighting for it. There are four of them there. Simmons is also there, along with Kennedy. But Montador and Richardson doing most of the fight. And Kennedy finally takes it. Kennedy, right wing side for Stafford, too far. And that's going to make it all the way down ice. Icing is waved off, so the Sabres can get a change.
Attempted pass, the linesman calls it. Those are good calls, too, and it isn't a deliberate icing.
Now Moeller takes it. Moeller moves into the zone. Dumps it on the left wing side for Purcell. Squeezed to the boards by Coletta. Mayer has it for the Sabres. Mayer comes back to the middle. He takes a shot. And Quick looked like he struggled there a little bit. He knocked it over the glass into the netting. Buffalo Bandits Lacrosse, the excitement is back. Individual game tickets and season tickets are now on sale at family affordable prices. Don't miss it as the Bandits take on the Minnesota Swarm at HSBC Arena on Saturday, January 30th, game time 7:30. For more information, visit www.bandits.com. Ryan Smith manicuring the ice a little bit before the faceoff. It'll be to the right of Quick. Hesch will go for the draw against Stoll. Stoll wins it. Johnson on the left wing side looking for Smith, but he's squeezed there by Myers. Goes into the corner behind the net for Conley. Conley looking back to the left point for Talinder. Talinder doesn't have a shot, so he just goes back and cycles it to Hecht. Hecht put it in front, but Johnson's the only one there. Kept in by Talinder. Now it bounces out. Johnson on the left wing side for Smith. Smith winds up with the shot. Miller with a glove save, and he'll hold on.
Good job by Talinder taking the L.A. forward to the net, who was hoping for a rebound. Stoll.
Yeah, Stoll and Smith didn't like that, did they?
And Talinder made sure that Stoll wasn't going to be sitting in front if there was a rebound.
Harry, Ryan Smith, lucky he got to this game.
Ryan Smith playing his 955th game, 688 points. Never took an easy stride in any of those games.
Back to the left point for O'Donnell. Now for Frolov behind the net. Frolov turns against Gostad, tries to get it out in front. Turkles in. Miller's there. Got the stick down. Still bouncing around. He's going to just hold on. Bodies and sticks all over the place. And Miller said, I've seen enough. So the faceoff will be to his right. 1-1 is our score. 16:41 left to go here, second period. Sabres moving from our right to left in the broadcast location, which is across from the benches here at the Staples Center.
I looked outside in the intermission. It's still raining.
Lovely. That's a shock, you know. As much rain as we've seen. It's lucky we didn't have to take a boat here to the game. Now it's dumped into the zone. There's Frolov tried to put it down in front. He does, but not being able to get a stick on it there was Parse. Now Gostad behind the net. Left wing pass for MacArthur, who has the Sabres' only goal. It's up in the air. Comes down. Butler tries to knock it out, but he's hit by Green. Reve now goes on the far wall for Gostad, too far. Now Gostad takes it back. His pass for MacArthur is too far, but it does get out of the zone. And the Sabres can go for a change. Green now for the Kings. Back for O'Donnell. O'Donnell takes it. Near side for Green. Green for O'Donnell. Kept in by Montador to Roy. Roy looking for somebody in front. Coletta couldn't get a shot. He's knocked down. Roy takes it back. Roy with the shot at Vanek in front. And I think it hit Vanek up in the face. He's okay, though. Now it comes back to the right point. Nobody home. Hustling is Montador to keep it in. On the left point for Roy. Roy winds up with the shot. Sticks blocked by Simmons. And he clears. Kopitar going down with Montador. They'll try to avoid the icing. Kopitar does. He got there first. Montador right wing side for Coletta. Into the middle now for Ludman. A three-man attack. Right wing side for Roy. Ludman goes to the net. Roy trying to get it there, but it hits a stick, and Kopitar now behind the goal. He gets it by up to Simmons. Simmons on the left wing side trying to move in is Richardson. His shot goes wide. Now at the right point, there's a shot by Harold. Stick to the corner. Richardson winds up with the shot. Miller has it in the gut, and he'll hold on with 15:01 left to go here. Second period, 1-1 is our score.
Well, not only does Miller make the right saves, but he knows when to freeze the puck to get a change.
And that's something you got to get a feel for as a goaltender. Rookies don't have that, do they?
No, they don't. And, you know, you got to know what's gone on in the shift before the shot with reference to how long they've been out there.
Face-off to the right of Miller as they just all fight for it. Moeller, Mayer, Myers all in there. Moeller came out with it. Gets it for Siegel. Now behind the net, Talinder. Talinder, left wing pass for Kennedy. Leaves it for Mayer. Mayer to Stafford. Knocked away. Now taken by Myers. Trying to get it in for Mayer. Cuts in. Oh, and another stick save by Quick as he got the poke check out there. Second time tonight he's done that. And both times he would have been finished had he not poke checked the Sabre. Now Doughty puts it into the zone. He's deep for Smith. Smith out in front. Siegel tipped it wide, but Kennedy, I think, helped him do it. Now it's behind the net, in front of the net. Moeller, the shot, what a save by Miller, and it goes to the corner. Kennedy now on the left wing side, right wing pass for Stafford as he moves into the zone, steps around looking for Kennedy. And now it's cleared and taken by Smith. Smith for the Kings. Reve knocks it away. Reve looking for Stafford. Can't find Hecht. It's knocked into the zone by the Kings. Miller's going to play it there for Reve behind his net. 13:58 left to go, second period. 1-1 is our score. Reve puts it down ice, taken by Quick. Quick for the Kings for Johnson. Johnson circles it for Frolov. Frolov now for the Kings. He'll dump it into the zone. Butler will go for it against Stoll, but Miller comes out. Miller tried to get in front, but oh, they put it in front. Nobody home. Johnson at the point. His shot blocked by Hesht. And three Sabres will come back, led by Hesht. Pominville on the right wing side winds up with the shot. Bad save. Hesht can't get a hold of the rebound. Cleared by the Kings. Out to center ice, and Ludman takes over for Montador. Montador for the Sabres. Left wing pass for Jochen Hesht. Hesht for the Sabres. He will dump it in. And it'll be taken by Johnson. Johnson behind his own net. Right wing side for Brown. Brown turns. Here he comes. That's knocked down. Still makes it in for Frolov. Frolov against Ludman. They kick at it. Still going for it. Montador will try to take over and does. Left wing pass for Clark MacArthur. MacArthur moves up with two forwards with him. Tries to a little feather pass for Greer, but he's tied up. Can't get to it. Quick played it. Gostad knocked it down. Now pinching in is Myers to Talinder. Talinder off the glass. Hanzus takes it, put it to Quick, and Quick puts it behind the net for Doughty. Doughty just blindly put it out in front. Frolov took it. That was a dangerous play. Frolov comes back on the right wing side. Frolov moving in, looking for the play. Puts it in front. The shot. Miller the save as Parse was alone, and Miller got a pad on it and holds on. 12:32 left to go. Second period. 1-1 is our score. You're listening to Sabres Hockey on the Sabres Hockey Network. Welcome back, everybody, to the Staples Center. I'm Paul Hamilton with Harry Neal. We have a 1-1 game. Kings out shooting the Sabres 16-15, but we've seen some great action in this one so far.
Yeah, the second period's a little better pace than the first was. Not that the first was slow, but Buffalo scoring that goal, I think, got some energy that they needed, and we got a good one on our hands here.
Faceoff is to the left of Miller. Roy wins it for Butler. That MacArthur goal was just 22 seconds into the period. They did that in Anaheim, too. They scored a real early goal in the period. But at that point, it made a game 4-1 instead of 1-1. Now Kopitar moves into the zone. Kopitar circles on the near wall. Tried to put it out in front of the net. Couldn't do it. Roy is there. Roy has it picked off by Simmons. Simmons in front of the net. Kopitar, he takes a shot, goes wide. Roy on the near wall being chased by Richardson, who is the Kings goal scorer. Richardson can't get it. Butler now takes it. Butler on the left wing side. Vanek, who tried to cheat around Doughty. It worked as he gets the puck. He'll have a break moving into the zone. Vanek stops, winds up with the shot. And Coletta was put into the net.
He didn't go in on his own, I know that. And if that puck had gone in, it wouldn't have counted because the net was off the moorings.
Smartphone users, listen up. Check out the latest Sabres news on WGR Sports Radio 550 for free. Go to your app store and download Flycast to listen to the flagship radio station of the Buffalo Sabres wherever you go.
Well, a milestone for Jason Pominville tonight. He's playing his 300th consecutive game to have the longest consecutive game streak currently in the NHL. I don't think anyone's going to catch Jarvis, though, do you?
No.
700-something?
With the way that injuries happen and as big as players are, no, I don't think so. Sabres have switched up their lines a little bit as Drew Stafford has been moved to the fourth line with Maron Kennedy, and Coletta was just out with the Vanek line. Mayer for the Sabres on the far wall. He tries to go into the slot area over Stafford, but it's knocked away nicely by O'Donnell. Stafford had the stick cocked ready for the one-timer. Oh, now it comes right out in front of the net. Stafford can't get to it. Back to the left point for Ludman. Ludman tries to shovel it in for Kennedy. Delayed penalty coming up on the Kings. Here's Stafford moving up into the zone. Back to the right point. Conley, who came off the bench. The shot's blocked. Siegel knocked it to center ice, but he didn't have control, so there's no whistle. Sabres have six attackers out as Miller has left the crease. Montador better watch that as he went back in his own zone. There's not a goaltender in there. That would count. Conley now goes back for it. Conley at the red line to the blue line. Tries to shuffle in. Conley takes the shot. Knocked down. Goes to the corner. They try to get to the rebound. And finally touched by the Kings. And the penalty is now coming. It's going to be boarding, maybe?
I didn't see it. It was the Sabres were on a rush when the penalty happened.
It is boarding.
It is boarding.
And it looks like the youngster, Brandon Siegel, going to the penalty box.
It happened way up the rink in front of the Buffalo bench. And so it was a fairly lengthy delay before the Kings touched the puck to get the whistle.
Sabres with their third power play. The penalty coming at 9:13. Face off to the left of Quick, Pominville, Conley. Vanek, Butler, and Myers. They win the draw back for Butler. Into the middle for Myers. Left side, Butler. Butler moves into the circle. Now gets into the corner for Conley. Back for Butler. Into the middle for Myers. Myers tries to shoot it around the net and does. He'll see if Conley can get to it. He does. Back to the left point for Butler. Bouncer, but he kept it. Now Conley settles it down on the near wall. Looking for Myers in front, who came in from the point. Gets it into Bob. Pominville is now on the near wall. Left point, Butler. Butler slides it over to the right point. Here's Pominville for Conley in front of the net. They score! Thomas Vanek in his office right off the crease tipped it in, and the Sabres lead it 2-1.
Well, it was a real break for the Sabres. The puck came off the glass. Instead of going around behind the LA net, it came off the glass right out in front, and the Kings never got it back. And Vanek, who's going to the bench under some duress, tapped a two-footer in.
And for Vanek, his 14th goal of the season, and Tim Conley extends his point streak on the assist.
And it was a lovely pass, and Vanek made no mistake. Somehow, Sean O'Donnell, who was in front of the net with Vanek, got knocked down, and that left Vanek all alone, and he tapped it in, and he went to the bench on one leg.
And Jared Stoll is furious. He is over with the referee right now discussing it. They're right in front of he's talking to Tim Peel right in front of the scorekeeper, and the Kings want to know why O'Donnell was allowed. Vanek knocked him down, it looked like, and then went to the net, and O'Donnell actually swung his stick at him after he scored, and the Kings want to know why an interference penalty wasn't called on Vanek.
Scoring his 14th goal of the season, number 26, Thomas Vanek. The assist to number 19, Tim Connolly. And number 29, Jason Pominville. Time of the goal, 9:47.
That's 14 straight games. Connolly's got at least one point in. 22 points, 16 assists.
Second longest streak in the National Hockey League this year behind Corey Perry's 19. Face-off is at center ice. Knocked in by the Kings. Going back for it is Myers. Sabres lead it 2-1. Two goals here in the second period for Buffalo. MacArthur and Vanek. Vanek's starting to heat up, too.
That's a four-game streak for him. Two goals, four assists. That's good news for the Sabres if they can get him rolling at his normal pace.
Johnson now on the left-wing side. That goes too far. Myers knocks it down. Smith takes it into the middle for Brown. Brown moving into the zone. Takes a shot. Pad save by Miller. It was screened, but he got his pad on it.
What a collision. Brown and Myers after Brown shot the puck. They both went down.
Brown enjoys body contact. There's no question about that.
And Myers is going to enjoy it a lot more in 2 years. Not that he minds it now. He's going to like doing it when he's 240 or 250.
Now the Kings keep it in. Simmons tries to put it in the corner. Kopitar on the cycle. Kopitar puts it into the corner. Now to Smith. Smith is there with Talinder. Cycles it behind the net to Simmons. Simmons back to the right point for Green. Green with a shot tipped. Hits the side of the net by Kopitar. Now Simmons into the middle. Kopitar winds up with the shot. Hit the goal post! He beat Miller, but he hit the post. Probably more on the outside of the post, but he still hit it. Now right side for Green. Green with the shot. That goes wide. Myers clears the rebound. Kept in, though, by the Kings. Richardson. Richardson. Now we have a delayed penalty coming up against Buffalo. Green back to the right point. Goaltender's out. There's O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it into the corner for Green. But that'll be taken by Talinder, and the penalty will be called, and it's going to be holding the stick. 8:19 left to go, second period, 2-1. Sabres, you're listening to Sabres Hockey on the Sabres Hockey Network. Paul Hamilton with Harry Neal back at the Staples Center where the Sabres lead 2-1, but the LA Kings are going on their second power play of the game. On a kill for the Sabres will be Talinder, Myers, Hecht, and Conley. The faceoff will be to the left of Miller. Brown, Smith, Kopitar, Doughty, and Johnson on the power play. Off the faceoff, won by Conley, goes to the corner. Conley tried to clear it, but Brown intercepts. Brown will try to get it set up to Kopitar. Kopitar back to the right point for Doughty. Doughty on the left side, Johnson. Johnson in the middle for Doughty. Doughty winds up with his shot. That's tipped and goes over the glass into the netting. Jochen Hecht getting his stick on it.
Adam Mayer was the penalized player. I didn't see the penalty. Did you?
Yeah, holding the stick right to the right of Miller. Face-off will be to the right of Miller. Conley against Kopitar. Both teams keeping the same units out there.
Buffalo's penalty killing has been absolutely superb in the last nine games, counting this one. Two against on the 33 times they've been short.
Off the face-off, it goes to Brown. Now taken by Talinder. Left wing pass for Hash, and Hash clears down ice. 1:30 left to go in the power play. 7:46 left to go second period. 2-1 Buffalo. Shots are even at 17. Back come the Kings. Doughty at the blue line. He's at the left point. Stops there. Puts it behind the net, but Miller is going to hold it for Talinder. Talinder double-teamed by Smith and Brown. They kick it to Kopitar. Back to the right point for Johnson. Johnson, near side for Kopitar. Into the middle for Johnson. Looking for the shot. Far side, Doughty. Taken by Brown. Brown now for Doughty. Doughty at the left point. Winds up with the shot. That goes wide. And that'll be taken to the right point for Johnson. Johnson to Kopitar. Kopitar takes the shot. Blocked. Goes to the corner. Looked like Conley blocked that one. Kopitar gets it back. Back to the right point for Johnson. Johnson looking for the shot. Drags it along the blue line. Far side for Doughty. He was looking for the one-timer, but it wasn't there. Right point, Kopitar. Kopitar now takes it to the circle. Around Hesch. Takes the shot. Pad save by Miller. Cleared by Conley. Goes behind the net, and Johnson will take over as both teams change their units with 21 seconds left to go on the power play. Johnson will take it as the Sabres stood up at the, it was Gostad who stood up at the blue line, didn't allow the entry. Now Johnson steps around, Rabe moves into the zone, puts it in front, knocked down, they score! Miller had it, but it dropped between his legs and went into the net, and the Kings have tied it at 2.
I'm not sure who they're going to give the goal to. Moeller was the guy in the crease. And the puck didn't even make it to the back of the net after the original stop by Miller.
Butler had gone down, and it was just bouncing around. Miller had it. It came out and just went into the net. Whether Moeller touched it or not, who knows?
I'm not sure whether he got a stick on it.
Didn't look like he did.
And he didn't kick it in, that's for sure.
Just looked like Miller had it, and then it went between his arm and his leg and dropped into the net.
Well, we'll have to wait and see for the official call on the goal, but we know one thing, it's 2-2.
Johnson definitely gets a point. He'll either get the goal or the assist. As he's the one that shot it from the left side.
I think Lindy Ruff is calling a timeout, hoping that they'll look at this goal. I saw him give the timeout signal, and nobody's doing anything.
Well, they're just waiting. The guy at the scorer's table has his hand up, just waiting to give the referee the... It is under review as we wait here. NCAA Madness returns to Western New York as the NCAA Men's Division I College Basketball Championship comes to Buffalo March 19th and 21st. Good seats are still available with all session ticket packages now on sale. For more information, visit www.ncaa.com or call 1-888-467-2273.
Rave wants to talk to the referee, and I think he wants, after getting a chat with Lindy Ruff, he wants to make sure the timeout doesn't go against them.
Right. I think what they're maybe that Moeller pushed the puck into the net
with his hand. I don't know.
But it didn't look. It didn't look to me like they hit him.
Well, they're going to make sure anyway.
I don't think the evidence is conclusive enough. Miller had it in his glove. It's right on the tip of his glove. And they stop it between the two gloves as it's up in the air between Moeller's glove and Miller's glove. Moeller definitely hit it with his glove.
He hit it with his glove, his low hand on the stick.
Now the question is, did he direct it? I think that's okay.
I don't think it's okay if you move your hand.
We'll wait and see. Here comes the announcement.
Doesn't count.
You're absolutely right. The last replay sold it. I mean, when they actually stopped it, And you could see the last replay. You could see him.
And there's only one telecast tonight, so there aren't as many cameras. But there was the right one as far as the Sabres are concerned.
Because at first you would think Miller just dropped the puck behind him. He didn't.
He had it in his glove, right.
And Moeller knocked it forward. So the Sabres still with a 2-1 lead. Mayer has to make his way back to the penalty box. He already had left. He does so, and we're back going again.
He's got 1 second left, so he'll be out in a hurry. Here he comes.
The Sabres are back to full strength. So the Sabres, I won't say got a break there because it was a correct call. Now it goes to Richardson. Richardson and Butler now taken by Rave. Rave, left wing pass for Mayer. Now goes to O'Donnell, far side for Kopitar. Kopitar to Richardson. There's Vanek and Richardson. Vanek okay. As Harry said, he gingerly went to the bench after he scored his goal, but he's back out there. Coletta is now on this line. Stafford has been moved to the fourth line. Lindy Ruff obviously not happy with what he saw from Drew Stafford in the first period, so he switched them. Taken by Montador. Montador, left wing pass for Vanek. Vanek had Coletta breaking but couldn't get it to him. Roy will try to shoot it back in with a high stick, but as soon as O'Donnell will touch it, that'll be waved off, and the Sabres get a change. 5:22 left to go, second period, 2-1 Sabres after the waved-off goal by the Kings. Doughty brings it back for Los Angeles, right wing side for Purcell. Purcell moves into the zone. Ludman hauls him into the wall. Hanzus is hit hard there by Hecht. Hecht competing hard there. They knock down their check. Comes loose. Pominville takes it. He loses though. Purcell blocked. Shots wide from the far side was Frolov. Now Conley comes back. He already has extended his streak in points with an assist on the Sabre power play goal. Conley now takes it into the middle for Pominville. Pominville has Myers breaking to the net. He takes the shot. Rebound, but Myers couldn't get it there as he was tied up nicely by Scuderi.
Well, that was an obese rebound, I'll tell you that.
Into the middle now, Stoll. Stoll with the shot. That goes wide as a hit escape. Comes out in front. Miller holds his ground, and Myers takes over. Myers for the Sabres. Left wing pass for MacArthur, who scored the Sabres' first goal early in this period. 22 seconds in. Leaves it for Greer. Greer back for MacArthur. MacArthur, the backhand. It goes over the top of the net. Now MacArthur has it back. MacArthur for the Sabres on the far wall. Circles it to Gostad. Gostad being hit in there. Takes it back. Spins. Still has the puck. Gets it back for MacArthur. MacArthur's on the far wall. Tries to get it back to the right point. Myers. Myers behind the net for Greer. Greer now is going to try to get it back out in front. Does. It's bouncing. Goes to the far wall. Gostad is there. Leaves it for MacArthur. Good cycle here in forecheck by the Sabres. They put it out in front of the net as Talinder came in from the left point. He's now behind the net. Talinder stops. He's still behind the net. Tries to put it out in front. He's trying to protect the puck and does. Back to the left point. Stafford winds up with the shot. That goes wide. Scuderi now on the far wall. Smith golfs it out to center ice and Talinder will go back for it. Sabres go for a change. Talinder was looking for Kennedy too far. Scuderi takes it. He could not get to the bench. He and Doughty are tired. They'd like to get there. Doughty will just put it right on Ryan Miller so he can go for a change, and Miller will hold on as Smith beats Rave to the front of the net. 3:21 left to go here, second period, 2-1 Sabres. You're listening to the Sabres on the Sabres Hockey Network. Harry Neal back at the Staples Center where the Sabres lead Los Angeles by a score of 2-1. Spend the night of high stakes and hockey with the Buffalo Sabres. It's the fifth annual Aces and Blades Casino Night, Friday, February 26th at HSBC Arena. Tickets are now on sale at Sabres.com or by calling 855-4417. Face off to the left of Ryan Miller. Stoll will go for the draw against Mayer. And Mayer is going to get tossed, so Kennedy now will come in. Kennedy wins the draw. His practicing against Paul Gost has worked out. He gets it down ice to Stafford. Stafford moving towards the net, but it was a bouncing puck, and he couldn't get it to settle down. Kennedy put it in front. It's bouncing around. Smith will take over into the middle for Stoll. Stoll one-on-one against Butler. He's on the far wall, sets up and stops. Into the middle for Brown. Brown knocked down by Kennedy, and there's going to be a penalty. Tripping is going to be the call.
With exactly 3 minutes left in the second period, the shots are 19-19. The score 2-1 Buffalo. And the Kings have a power play.
Butler goes for tripping at the 17-minute mark, as this will be the third power play for the Kings. They thought they had scored on their last one, but Moeller had hit the puck in with his glove. It was disallowed. Face off to the right of Miller. Greer, Gostad, Talinder, and Myers. Kopitar's excused. Now Smith will go in against Gostad. Gostad wins the draw, but it just stays right in the circle there. They all fight for it. Finally taken out by Brown. Comes back to the left point for Johnson. On the far wall for Brown. Brown leaves it for Kopitar in the corner. Kopitar spins. Now back to the left point for Johnson. Right point for Doughty. Doughty into the circle. Look for a shot, but Talinder didn't give it to him. It's in front. Two shots by Brown, and Miller holds tight, and he puts a glove on it as Brown got two kicks at the can there. And now they've got a little scuffle going on in front. Brown didn't like the way he was manhandled to the ice by Gostad, but you got to expect that if you're going to be taking shots at the goaltender.
Boy, Gostad fired him to the ground. I don't think there's a penalty call on it. But the puck was sitting there. You can see Brown taking a swing at it. Then in comes Gostad and fires Brown to the ice as the whistle goes.
Good to see. Good play by Paul Gostad there, clearing those people out of there. Greer was right in the middle of that, too. Face off to the right of Miller. Conley goes for the draw against Kopitar. Conley wins it to Hesch. He's out there along with Talinder and Myers. Hesch puts it around Doughty. Tried to get a break but couldn't do it because Johnson covered up and went back. Kings keep the same power play unit out there with a minute 22 left to go in the penalty. 2:19 left to go in the period. There's a shot off the glass. Conley's going to take it. Conley leaves it for Talinder. Goes to the far side now for Johnson. Johnson, right point to Doughty. Doughty near wall to Kopitar. Kopitar looking for the shot. Now in the circle. Doesn't have it. Backs off. Smith back to Kopitar. Back to the right point for Doughty. Doughty far side for Johnson. Johnson winds up with the shot. Tipped in front. John Smith is there. But Conley gets the rebound and clears it. Smith was all alone, but he really couldn't get a good shot off.
Ryan Smith must have 75% of his goals from within 3 feet of the goal line. He lives in front of the net.
Back to the left point, Doughty. Doughty fakes a shot. Now Johnson one-timer. That's way wide as Froloff was in front. Hesch takes his man to the wall. Good battle by Jochen Hesch to get it out. He took a hit for his effort, too, but he got it out of the zone. Now Kopitar. He tries to get around Talinder. Can't do it. Goes to the corner. Back to the left point for Stoll. 19 seconds left in the power play. Froloff back to the right point for Doughty. Doughty into the middle. One-timer. Stoll. That's blocked by Hesch. Wait, great shift by Jochen Hesch here. Hanzus now has it. He spins in the corner with Froloff. Froloff circles it back for Hanzus. Hanzus trying to get it out in front. Doughty back to the corner to Kopitar. Sabres back to full strength. Here's O'Donnell with a shot. He scores! Hanzus was capped in front of Miller, who never saw the puck. It's now 2-2.
And it will not be a power play goal, as Butler was 15 or 20 feet out of the penalty box, but not in the play when O'Donnell shot the puck. And it was from 57 feet out. And that may have been touched by somebody, too.
Froloff is the one who's...
Froloff might have tipped it. Because it changed direction and went in higher than it was looked like it was going to.
Hanzus was the guy standing in Miller's lap. So Miller never saw the puck. He never moved.
So we'll have to wait and see who gets it. We know one thing. The Kings have tied the hockey game.
That goal coming at 19:05. Stoll against Roy at center ice. Scuderi winds up with it. Sean O'Donnell gets credit for the LA goal. Ludman behind his own net. Now on the left wing side. Tries to get it. Still fighting for it. Simmons is in there. Simmons. Roy. Monador, Richardson, far side. Richardson back to the right point for Scuderi. Scuderi backhands it into the corner. 21 seconds left to go in the period. 2-2 is our score. Stoll now to Simmons. Simmons pressed there by Roy. Montador takes over. Montador, right wing pass, but Coletta can't handle it. There's a shot blocked by Montador. gets it to Coletta, and this time Coletta does get it out for Roy. He's got 5 seconds, but he overskated the puck. O'Donnell comes back but can't get a shot, taken by Ludman, and that is going to be the end of the second period with the score. Buffalo 2, Los Angeles 2.